See you tomorrow. And this is called My White Bicycle.
Temperatures will be a cool 19 degrees centigrade, 66 degrees Fahrenheit, and the winds will freshen. Outlook for Tuesday, changeable with rain at times and sunny intervals. These are the misunderstood, and this is You Don't Have to Go.
alone and dark green in the perfume garden. Those are the misunderstood, and you don't have to go. And I do wish, actually, that it's possible for me to play for you the other acetates that I have from the misunderstood, but they're still in America, unfortunately, and I can't get my hands on them. One of these days, however, I will, and you will hear them, and you'll be amazed. There's one thing on there. Remember a thing that the Yardbirds did called I'm Not Talking? Well, Glenn starts that off, you know, and I don't know how he does it, but he plays steel guitar, and you have a bar thing in his left hand, he slides on the strings, and he sort of, he'd stand at the end of his guitar, and he sort of bounce it down the strings, you know, down the, and he sort of like this, and then they go into I'm Not Talking, and in the middle of it, he plays about a 5 or 6 minute long guitar solo, which, you know, unless you can't imagine it, nothing anywhere else, anywhere on any record, anywhere in the world, it sounds like it. This is the most amazing guitarist I've ever seen. I remember once on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, they went into Pandora's Box, and it was the only time they ever played anywhere in Hollywood. And because they got paid rotten money for working there, you know, because it was a big prestige thing. And they went in, and there was a sort of fourth group or something, you know, they were sort of just put on there as a joke, mainly. And they had all these other groups on there. There was a group called the Sloth, and there was another one called the Third World War, and all these people, and they went on, and all the people were saying, you know, they're groovy groups, just fantastic groups, and they're all terrible, and everyone was just sort of sitting there, and acting like they weren't terribly impressed by anything, you know, which was a sort of cool way to be. And the Misunderstood went on, and they came up, you know, and they said, and Rick got up there, and, you know, he had the sort of Greek god hair stuff, you know, and, He just got up there, and he was completely divorced from reality anyway, you know, just completely out of it, and he just got up there on the stage, and he said, hello, you know, where the Misunderstood were from Riverside, you know, and everybody started going, Riverside, you know, very provincial, and anyway, they started off with about a 24-minute version of Smokestack Lightning, you know, and Glenn played about a 15-minute solo, just, you know, I'd give up my entire record collection just to have that one thing on tape. It was something you wouldn't believe. And all these cool people, you know, who were standing around, pretending they weren't impressed. By the time it was all over, they were everyone in the place was standing at the bottom of the stage, and they'd closed down the bar, and everyone had stopped dancing, and everybody in the place was standing by the stage. And at one, in the middle of it, they had this bit where you can get, so I don't know exactly how you do it, honestly, because I don't know anything about electronics, but you can get a recurring cycle of feedback on a steel guitar, at least Glenn could. I don't suppose anybody else in the world can, but Glenn is not of this world, I don't think. And he could get this recurring cycle of feedback, and he'd get the thing feeding back, and the bass player, Steve, would get his guitar feeding, his bass guitar feeding back, and the rhythm guitarist would get his thing feeding back, and then they'd all walk off the stage, and you'd have this terrific slashing, crashing sound going on stage, and they had lights, you know, one of the first groups ever to use lights, they're all going away on stage, and their stage would be empty. And people couldn't believe each other, their minds were completely blown. It's a magnificent group. Anyway, one of these days, the Misunderstood under some circumstances will come together again, and you'll be able to see them and hear them, and you'll remember that John Peel told you that if they hadn't had to break up as a result of the draft and the war in Vietnam and other sad things like that, they could be, you know, they could be up with the Beatles and people like that. They really could, because they had such incredible ideas. Anyway, he had a big brother in the holding company, and Janis Joplin, I remember the name, and this is called Call On Me. I hope you will, actually.
When you're in trouble,
That's a magnificent record. Call on me, and you must, whenever you want to, either come and visit me, and or call on me, and if you need me, I shall be there, you know, in some way. And I wish we could all be together, actually, tonight, just in some beautiful place somewhere, in the perfume garden, just all together. It wouldn't be necessary for us to speak to one another, because we would all understand right away, and that would be so nice. And one of these days it's going to happen somewhere, somehow, under some set of circumstances that we can't even envisage yet. Anyway, here's a record by the Orange Bicycle, phased by Russ Tollefield, who's currently making tea upstairs, and this is called Amy Peak. I used to know a guy in Liverpool who was called Tommy Peak, so this is probably his sister.
Just a girl, down my street, gentle smile, bittersweet, there's no her life like yet complete, is over and she'll never meet, with all the adulation that is due to Amy Peak. You don't believe the blue-eyed stare, it's quite a secret knowledge there, the knowledge that you'll never share, unless you feel what to say you care for her. The girls not to blame, she just believes that life has so much more for Amy Peak. You don't believe the blue-eyed stare, it's quite a secret knowledge there, the knowledge that she'll never share, unless you feel the one to say you care for her, and go on you met
job on phasing some of these things. I know phasing doesn't always sound good over the radio, actually, but it sounds magnificent in the studio, and I wish you could hear his version of A Day in the Life phased, because he gets that crossover thing right in the middle of those great big booming passages in there, and it sounds exactly like a flight of planes, you know, some kind of, not even planes really, something, some astral thing, you know, from another dimension, flying overhead, enormous speed, marvellous. And I wish you could hear it in a studio with decent sound equipment rather than over your transistor radios. Anyway, here's John Renbourn, and this is called Another Monday, which, as he says, is much the same as Another Tuesday. And he's right.
called Another Monday, as a matter of fact. And now Simon and Garfunkel with their latest American release, which I think is great. And in the middle, they say something about Mr. Leach. At least a woman says, "Do you have a good day, Mr. Leach?" And I wonder if they're talking about Donovan. Anyway, we shall never know. You see, another one of these intangibles. Faking It is the name of it. Listen.
She goes, she's gone. If she stays, she stays here. The girl does what she wants to do. She knows what she wants to do, and I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it. Such a dubious soul, and a walk in the garden wears me down. Tangled in the fallen vines, picking up the punchlines. I've just been faking it, not really making it. Any danger? No, no, not really. Just lean on me. Take a time to treat your friendly neighbors honestly. I've just been faking it, faking it. Not really making it. This feeling of faking. I still haven't shaken it. Prior to this lifetime, I surely was a tailor. Look at me.
Have you had a busy day?
I own the teller's face and hands. I am the teller's face and hands. I know I'm faking it, faking it. I'm not really making it. This feeling of faking it, I still haven't shaken it, shaken it. I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it.
Great record from Simon and Garfunkel there, and that's called Faking It, which is very popular in America. It's 22 minutes after 3 in the Perfume Garden, and we'll be going on for another, see, 2 hours and 7.5 minutes, and actually 9 seconds, if you want to be very academic indeed about it. These are The Who, and this is my favourite track from their LP, A Quick One, which is another LP I don't have yet, you see. So he careful hint to relatives for birthday presents, and it's called Run, Run, Run. And not a bad idea, really.
Yeah.
Those are The Who, and that's called Run, Run, Run from the LP, A Quick One. And now, time to hear from David Blue on the Elektra label, and this is The Street, which is a story, strangely enough, all about a street.
Stories come and travel on, nights spent with memories. Side by side, friends close their eyes and listen with sympathy. Each one of them has a tale to lend as the table fills with dreams. Outside, on the street, it's only as it seems. Oh, the sun comes up and it spreads the talk round the table to a few who order up another drink to the day. Outside, on the street, there's only it can be done for those who want to pray. To anything that promises always to be the same.
Actually, I hope he does some more, because that one was done about a year and a half ago. Out of all the things I've ever done in the, since I've been in radio for about 3 or 4 years, nothing ever will surpass the opportunity that Ed Stewart gave me of playing some of the tracks from the Sgt. Pepper's LP for the first time anywhere in the world. I felt, you know, like the man who conducted Beethoven's Eighth for the first time. And people said, you know, that's ridiculous, it's not that important. It is. It really was. It's the culminating thing of my entire radio career, as far as I'm concerned. This is one of the tracks that I played.
It yesterday, and I still go.
See, nothing's going to stop your mind from wandering ever. That's good.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving.
Sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves.
She's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many. Far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?
He's
heavy. We didn't know it was wrong.
Tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Thank you.
fountain, the rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drip past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
In the sky with diamonds, and time for Judy Collins now in the perfumed garden, and this, naturally enough, following upon that, is the Liverpool Lullaby.
Dustbin lid. When he finds out the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Or you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark it glows. If you're not asleep when the boozers close, you'll get a belt from your dad. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tufts in your hair, and in the world you haven't a care, and I have got so many. It's quite a struggle every day, living on your father's pay. The bugger drinks it all, leaves me without any. Although we have no silver spoon, better days are coming soon. Now Nellie's working at the loom, and she gets paid on Friday. Perhaps one day have a bash when little woods provide the cash. We'll get a house in Notting Ash and buy your dad a brewery. Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he finds out the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's You're growing up a real hard case, but there's no one else can take your place. Go fast asleep for Mammy.
It's Julie Collins. There's a little bit of photography going on in here right now, all kinds of diabolic constructions. That was a thing called the Liverpool Lullaby, which I think is very beautiful. I don't know who wrote it, but it's still very beautiful nonetheless. The Jimi Hendrix Experience now, and this is from the LP, Are You Experienced? I often wondered.
The Firefly platform on sunny Good Street, a violent hash smoker shook a chocolate machine, involved in an eating scene, smashing into neon streets in their stoneness, smearing their eyes on the crazy colored goddess listening to sounds of Mingus Mellow Fantastic. In dollhouse rooms with colored lights swinging, strange music boxes sadly tinkling, drinking the sun shining all around you. The magician, he sparkles in satin and velvet. You gaze at his splendor with eyes you've not used yet. I tell you his name is love, love, love. My sign.
Thank you.